bad goal, you know, we'd be very disappointed, like a high ball coming in. You know, at that stage, I think Dublin had only scored 4 points or whatever. They were struggling to score. I think we had left a number of scores behind us in the first half, you know, but look, ultimately, when you're trying to catch Dublin, it's not easy. So it isn't, but listen, neither of us were overly concerned with, it's not the trophy, it's a brilliant competition. And just to try to have a go at each other and to be very happy with, you know, an awful lot of the first half. I think we should have stretched it out in the first half. And even up until they got the third goal, I thought we played really, really well. There was nothing between the teams, but you know, we've got to take our chances. The Ben McCarron chance, we missed a number of point scoring chances in the first half as well, you know, that we'd be disappointed with, you know.
You'd be disappointed with the way that the game broke out in the second half and it got so stretched, because you looked at them and saw, I think, three of the first 4 points in the first half were on the break when you just made mistakes and gave the ball away, and that's when they do their damage. They're not scoring against structured setups at the moment.
Well, they're not scoring against our structured setup points, you know, there's no doubt about that. So there's not, but look, you know, they have got to find a way of winning it. You know, some of Conor Callan's movement was absolutely brilliant. So it was, and then their counter-attacks, they were trying to play them at a really hard pace even in the first half. But look, you're going to give the ball away, it's how you recover, you know. I thought we'd done really well on their kickouts, you know, in the first half as well. And just to be disappointed we didn't stretch the lead out. But look, we wanted to go toe-to-toe with Dublin in Croke Park, you know. We want to see where we're at, you know. We know, you know, I've said, you know, before, we haven't found out an awful lot about ourselves playing the vast majority of teams in Division 2. So I did. So it was great to play at Dublin, and it was good to see Dublin, I suppose, bringing on the amount of players that they did, and us, you know, get a feel for them and them us.
What did you find out about yourselves today?
And find out that we still aren't putting up enough scores when we should, you know. But again, a lot of games we played over the last few years, we ran away with them, you know. So we have, so I suppose our lack of clinical edge hasn't been, you know, found out. But we didn't, you know, punish them in the first half, a number of easy scoring chances. So we did, you know. And also, I suppose, you know, the goal we give away, any mistake you make against a top level team, you're going to struggle, you know.
Just 10 minutes after that first goal, Rory, Conor got injured. What's the nature of that?
He nipped his hamstring, it's minor, so it is, you know. But obviously with the championship now, only 13 days out, you know. But it's a bit like Chrissy could have played today if it was a championship game, you know. But like Conor, just get him out of there, we'll see what he's like. It's too early to say, listen, it's not a long-term injury, he just nipped it on his hamstring. It's still going to be a racing time, we won't be taking any risks on him. It's going to be a long summer, no matter what, with the new format and that sort of thing, you know. But look, it was obviously disappointing. I thought he started the game really well. I think, you know, one of the big pluses for ourselves, himself and Brendan, now we have a midfield that's the real deal. So we have, you know, I think even the first half, the two of them outstanding. You're coming against, you know, Brian Fenton and James McCarthy, and then they have hanging about there, you know, brilliant players. And, you know, and the Dublin goalkeeper caused us a lot of problems at Celtic Park. I thought we'd done really, really well. I think, you know, we made him go long an awful lot as well, and we done well, like you get.
Well, Kieran McKeever, the Ulster Championship launch, basically, there's no real incentive to go in the Ulster Championship for Armagh because they knew they were in the Super 16, as he put it. And Desi was just kind of hedging his bets there about Leinster Championship. Like, as the manager of the Ulster Champions and also being guaranteed a place in the All-Ireland Series, does that dynamic change the next few weeks for you?
Not really, no. I don't know, I feel that the Ulster Championship is massive. You know, you have local prestige. I think it gives you a serious ranking. So it is. Yeah. I can tell you one thing, Dublin are going to win Leinster. Kerry are going to win Munster. I'd rather win Ulster and be ranked. So you avoid them. Yeah. You know, there's no denying it. I think there's a massive prize for it. I think it's a great structure off the championship now. So it is, you know. And I think it's worth going for, you know. We're delighted to get to Division 1. We're delighted to learn. Like, the two games against Dublin, we've learned more than we learned in the 18 league games before that, apart from the day against Galway Hamilton.
The two scores for half-time, Murray, does it sum up the learning? Clucky got the hand in front of Conn for the turnover. I think it was Shane got a point, and he's turned over the kick-out. Remember you were chatting about,
yeah,
David Hannan's kick-out. Conor caught it, and he's got two scores off it.
Aye.
Is that learning thing? Because Kieran touched on it Monday at the press launch as well.
That's a learning. Like, you know, again, you can't. We got everything our own way in the other games, and I'm delighted. Like, you know, I'm delighted to get tested like that. I think Dublin will be glad of the game. I'm not sure what Desi said, as we said, a different type of puzzle to probably a lot of the other teams have played, you know. But it's a huge, I suppose, different type of scenarios that we're coming up against and you're coming up against with the teams that we played, you know.